Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A few high-profile near-misses have increased the awareness of the threat posed by near-Earth asteroids. David Trilling, assistant professor of physics and astronomy at Northern Arizona University, explains the options available if we ever find ourselves in the line of fire.
Near-Earth objects are comets and asteroids whose orbits bring them close to the Earth. Using telescopes, we can study these objects in space to learn about the evolution of the solar system. But what happens if a near-Earth object gets too near the Earth? It happens more often than you'd think. Last February, it happened not once, but twice. Astronomers knew months ahead of time that one of the asteroids would fly safely past the Earth. While our telescopes were tracking that asteroid, a completely unrelated asteroid entered the atmosphere high over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk and exploded, causing extensive damage and injuries, mostly from flying glass. Fortunately, there were no fatalities. Why didn't we see the Chelyabinsk impactor coming? Because that asteroid was coming from the direction of the sun, no nighttime telescopes could have seen it. We were literally blindsided. One way to minimize unanticipated impacts in the future would be to launch a space telescope that orbits interior to the Earth and looks back at the Earth for any asteroids on final approach. This could allow a warning time of hours, days, or even longer. With a few hours of warning, many injuries in Chelyabinsk could have been avoided by advising people to stay away from their windows. With a lead time of years, significant space missions could be launched to deflect an asteroid's path. The odds of an asteroid impact are very, very low, but not zero. The societal costs of the unexpected impact of a large asteroid could be very, very high. In the near future, we may be able to see dangerous asteroids coming and prepare long before impact.
That was David Trilling of Northern Arizona University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Look at the asteroids whizzing past you, videotaping everything with their cameras flashing. They caught me dashing out the studio with the 2-inch tape from the hood to the stage.